I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Mocha. It's Jolene calling. How are you?
Hey, Jolene. You text us all the time.
What's going on, Jolene?
I do. I am literally dying here. What? Mocha, I cannot wait until 8:10. What is your announcement? Like, you're putting me through, I cannot take another 24 hours of this. I need to know, what is your announcement?
Jolene, what do you think the announcement is?
Oh, I have no idea, and I don't want to even try and guess. I have no idea. This is pretty much just as bad as Roz's book announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys have me panicked here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sound stressed, girl.
I am stressed. Yeah. I am very stressed.
I'm stressed.
Are you?
Yeah. I bet you
Why are.
Why are
you stressed?
I'm stressed. I stress over stuff like this. You know that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I do. Listen, you're going to have to wait, though. Okay? We know. But there's actually no way we can do anything before 8:10 tomorrow. There's no way we can do anything before 8:10 tomorrow. So as wonderful as you are going to have to wait.
Fine. I'll just try and make it through another 24 hours.
Okay.
Not sure I can, though.
Thank you, Jolene.
All right. Love you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Jessica, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. And I'm so nervous about your announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 8:10.
So what is the announcement?
Well, it's not 8:10 yet. What, why are you so nervous?
Well, hearing the, the preview of it, what Roz said, it's kind of really, suspicious, and I don't know, it kind of hinted to perhaps someone may leave the show. I hope not, but...
You are going to have to wait, unfortunately. We cannot say anything, but we can say this, that regardless of what the announcement is, you're going to be just fine.
Cool.
Hello?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Sorry, I missed that.
Okay, oh. I said...
yeah.
I said...
That could not have been perfect. She didn't hear anything you said.
Well, that's on you. That's on you.
So guess what?
That's on you. We just told you what the announcement was.
So, hear it again at 8:10, okay?
Yep.
All righty.
Okay, have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, here we are. It is announcement time, announcement day.
Oh,
finally.
I love an announcement day. Love an announcement day.
You guys didn't want to do this on my birthday again, right? Thank you for not doing that.
We could have done it on your birthday. It would have been dynamite, had we. When is your birthday? I don't even remember.
On Friday. Wow.
Anyway, okay, cool. So, no. But yeah, we had promised an announcement, and whenever we do these things, we always need to make sure that that it's for you guys, for the fans, for the audience. And what we have today, I think, may be the single greatest piece of fan service for anybody who has ever taken a second to listen to this show, hang with the podcast, write us anything. We got something really, really, really incredible for all of you.
Can I just play the thing?
Yes.
Roz and Mocha. When we started this, Mocha and I knew very little about each other.
Two opposites.
My only focus was going to be to get on the radio.
Everything about having an audience terrified me. We started from the bottom and built one of the biggest radio shows in the country. Now, in a six-part podcast docuseries, this is the story they've never told. Is Mocha private or is he just boring?
Can I say I was privately boring?
14 years.
I'd always been reserved when it came to that aspect of my life.
Thousands of shows.
For me, the ultimate goal in everything is to just put heart into it.
And 10 million podcast downloads. All of this for a show that almost never happened.
I immediately said no.
I felt like the show had already failed and we hadn't even built it yet. This is the Uncensored.
People want us fired.
And unhinged.
It was all hands on deck. We're at war.
History of Roz and Mocha. Dropping Wednesday, April 17th at midnight on all podcast platforms.
About it.
So,
man, I'm so excited for this.
So, this is a six-part docuseries that we did because when we started the podcast, because people have listened to every single episode of the podcast multiple times, but when we started the podcast in like 2016.
Yeah.
We started this show in 2009. And so, there's this whole history, this whole origin story of the show that that doesn't exist anywhere for fans. And we get questions constantly. And I know when I wrote the book, one of the things that I got from a lot of fans from the book, as wonderful as they were, there was very little about this show in the book. And I remembered at the time when I was sort of going through everything, I could have told my side of things, but that story is told much better if it's told with me and Mocha.
Yeah.
And so that's what this is. And it is, it's like hundreds of hours of interviews, and it's six episodes, and it's everybody that we've worked with. In there is the celeb fans of the show. Alessia Carr is in there. Stephon James is on there. Cardi's in there. Simul Yu is in there. I will say that one thing that is going to absolutely blow people away, first of all, is Climax talks.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't just say a couple of words.
No.
Like, there is a full section with DJ Climax, who you know has worked with us.
He's never said anything on the show before.
For as long as we've been in existence, and the man refuses to speak. So, on the history of the Roz and Mocha show, you will hear DJ Climax. You're going to get so much insight. You're going to get questions answered that you have had about this show for years on years on years.
So 1 week from today, so it's April 17th at midnight. They're going to be midnight drops on Wednesday. So next Wednesday, and then every Wednesday after that until we wrap up with episode six. Our parents are in the dock. Damn it, Maury's origin story is hysterical. It's amazing. And I will say that there is one interview that we did that will blow everyone away. Like, there is one interview in this docuseries that will melt minds. Guaranteed.
You're going to love it. Episode one, 1 week from today, April 17th at midnight, everywhere you get your podcast from. So if you already subscribe to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, look out for that download. Mm-hmm. If you don't, go find us, hit subscribe. So when that episode, when episode one is finally out, it will download to your device automatically. But April 17th at midnight, it is the history of Roz and Mocha. Celebrate one time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, we're super excited about this.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, it's Roz and Mocha.
Yo, Mocha, how are you? It's
good, Tixiana. How are you?
I'm good.
Ah, Tixiana. Second time talking to you this week, huh?
I know.
So, what's going on?
I was just listening to the announcement, and I'm so excited. For a little bit, I was like, are they ending the show? Because it was, like, too big. But then Ross said fan service, and I was like, they can't say fan service if they're ending the show.
No. The show is far from ending.
Yeah, girl, we got this at the end of this August is 15 years for the Roz and Mocha Show.
I know, and I've been listening to Zone 9. That was the year I got to Canada, actually. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. We got to Canada at the end of July. You guys started in August, and I started school in September, and you guys were the reason that my English got a little better quicker because I was just listening to you guys constantly.
Oh, girl. Wow. Where did you... I had no idea. Like, we've talked to you millions of times on this show over the past 15 years, and I had no idea of your origin story coming to Canada. Where did you and your family move from?
Venezuela.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Tixianne, I know that you are such a super fan, and I don't have to remind you because you already listen to the podcast, but you will get that download. I don't know if you plan on staying up until midnight next Wednesday or not to be one of the first to listen to the episode. But again, as Roz mentioned, as we have mentioned, like, this is for the fans. This is for you.
Yeah. I'm very, very excited. I might stay up. We'll see. But I am so excited to listen to it. It sounds like a perfect birthday present for me.
It's going to be incredible. And it also, like, we go through and we do, like, the whole history of this station, too. And, you know, old school fans of, you know, when Mocha worked at this station years ago, when it was, you know, when Mad Dog and Billy were the show. Billy's in the documentary. She talks all about that and how I met her and what it was like to work with Mocha back in the day when he was just starting out. Like, it's really in depth. Like, every single person who has been a part in any way to this show is in the documentary. It's really great.
That's so exciting. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait for you to be a part of this, Tixianne.
I'm excited to hear it.
Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Love you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
How are you, Teresa?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
Good.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, man. Listen to that trailer for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Had me tearing up.
Oh, girl.
This is the tea everyone wanted.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, the behind the scenes, the nitty gritty, the stuff that we don't get to see all the time, and like the deeper personalities of you two. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Like, just so you know, like, how gossipy this is, right? Like, in the docu series, like, the lawyers are there. The people who hired us are there. We talk about the times we've been offered other jobs. Everything is there. Like, the whole thing is there.
It's crazy. And, you know, I mean, I've been listening to the show at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And now me and my wife, actually, we listen almost every day when she goes into work. And I don't know. There has been so much stuff that you two have probably gone through that none of us know about. And to get a deeper look into that and the people you've connected with and talked with and had on the show, it feels incredible. It feels like we're being led into a deeper part of your lives.
Yeah, you're going to love this. Again, next Wednesday, midnight, if you already subscribe to the podcast, to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, then the download will happen. If you don't, make sure you do so you get that midnight drop. But next Wednesday is the date. Like, I'm holding back some of the emotion right now because I'm very excited. Like, you guys know what this show means to me. I'm very, very excited for the fans to hear this.
I'll tell the fans right now that the absolute stars of episode one are not me and Mocha. The stars of episode one are Mocha's parents.
Next Wednesday.
Without question.
You got to wait till next Wednesday, okay?
Man, I'm emotional. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Love you. Thanks so much for your support.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This Wednesday, April 17th, episode one of a 6-part docuseries called The History of Roz and Mocha gets released. It's basically like an origin story of our show, who we are, how this thing started, how it almost didn't happen. Yo, we are so excited for you to hear these episodes. If you already subscribe to our podcast, it'll appear on the regular feed and download to your device as of midnight on Wednesday. If you don't, go ahead and find us on Spotify, Apple, all those places, and hit subscribe. Let's go to the phones real quick. Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Nothing. So heard the announcement and was more than pumped. As it turns out, I'm actually overnight on call, so I'll be up all night Wednesday anyways.
Nice. Oh, nice. So you're gonna be one of the midnight one of the midnighters, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, but somebody texted earlier, because I need to know, what's your name, first of all?
My name's Eric.
Eric, somebody texted earlier and was like, yo, I gotta wait a full 6 weeks before I could listen to all the episodes back to back, because somebody wants to, this one individual wants to bank all the episodes and just binge all six. But like, Eric, there's no way you can do that, right?
Oh, no way.
Because I think the one thing, like, people are going to be talking about this documentary, right? The docuseries. And do people who want to binge risk spoilers?
Yeah, because...
Right, for those 6 weeks.
Well, no, yeah, for sure, because when it drops at midnight, right, when we come in here to do the show Wednesday, there's going to be a lot of people who have already heard it.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're going to be talking about it, and people are going to have reaction, and we can't not do that. Like, we can't do sort of spoiler alerts for the docuseries. We're going to be talking about it, but we also have some things planned for fans as well, like super fans, and we'll let you know a little bit about that closer to launch day as well.
How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for, Eric?
I would have to say very close to day one.
Oh, wow. So almost 15 years. What was your life like back then? How old were you? What was going on?
Back then, I was just starting college. So I was driving to school every day and had 8 a.m. classes. So had nothing else to do except for listen to the radio.
Okay. And then, like, we've just been a part of your life for the past almost 15 years now.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. You're a grown-ass man, working, doing all the things.
Yeah. Wish I didn't have to work, but here we are.
That's all of us. Eric, this is for you, bro. Thank you so much for your support. We love you.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, I ain't doing nothing today. Sorry, gang. Zero sleep, WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All started on Friday, wrapped up last night. What day is it today? Monday?
Yeah.
Don't know. Don't care.
No, huh?
Tired.
Wow. You look it. You never look tired. And you look tired today.
Yeah.
You got little eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That's okay, though. That's okay.
Anyway.
Worth it?
Oh, so worth it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later, but yes, absolutely.
Oh, Shem's smiling.
Oh, what a day.
Oh.
What a weekend.
What a weekend.
I haven't had a weekend like that since.
Wrestling group chat came over to the crib on Saturday night.
No.
Yeah.
So glad I wasn't there.
Snacks on snacks. And food and so much drinks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Great. Yeah, it's fine.
I saw Marie was out in Ottawa.
Uh-huh.
Doing what?
I went to go visit my sister.
What's she doing there?
Law school.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. She's smart.
What school's in Ottawa? Where's she going?
Ottawa U.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's finishing her first year of law school.
Yeah. Does she like Ottawa?
Yeah, she's boring.
Oh, boring.
I was there. I liked it. It was nice.
Yeah, I'll be only there.
I'm only there for like 2 days.
Yeah.
But she's just like, she has her friends and stuff, but there's not much nightlife or anything.
No.
But she's studying, so.
Yeah. Who'd you party with this weekend, Maury? Yeah, okay.
Would you party with Ross?
Me? Nobody. Come on now. I'm trying to think of what I did, which was not...
What was the weather?
I was hanging with... Catherine had to work. She had a Jane Goodall event that she was shooting on Saturday
night. Yo, she's like best friends with her now,
totally,
huh?
I know. They get along so well. It's crazy. So she had that. So Rox and I just watched movies.
Ate
chicken parm.
Ooh.
So we watched... Do you ever see the movie The Accountant with Ben Affleck? Where he plays the autistic sort of hitman kind of thing.
Yo.
It's kind of good.
You're the second person to bring up that movie this weekend.
Really? Yeah. Because I saw it years ago when it came out. And I remember being like blah about it at the time. But then I watched it with Rox and we really enjoyed it. And then right after that, we watched Leon the Professional, that old hitman movie with Natalie Portman where she befriends the hitman. And he's like,
Hitman.
We were all hitman this weekend. Yeah.
Did you watch the actual Hitman movie?
No.
Wasn't Mark Wahlberg in that one?
I don't know.
Based on the video game?
These two were good, though. Really, yeah? Really enjoyed it. Right. Yeah, yeah. So,
but so
we just chilled and watched movies, and I don't know. We didn't do, like, we didn't do much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, like, hung out on the couch with the cats on our laps, and she knits, and then I just, like.
What's she knitting now?
I don't know. She,
she's been knitting, like,
bro,
for years.
She's nine things that she's knitting. Uh-huh. She's so good at it, but she's, like, knitting.
Does she knit stuff, like, for herself or for you guys?
No,
or
no,
just
no,
like
no.
In general?
She knits something. At the holidays, she'll knit you something real nice.
Yeah.
But she's just now like, I don't know what she has. She has four projects on the go in a big giant bag that she just pulls out and she starts working on it. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, but it's beautiful.
Does she do like designs on
sweaters and stuff? Oh, yeah. And we're those like, I'm that dad now. Like if I go out and I see a sweater that has great cabling, I take a picture of it and send it to her. Yeah. I'm like, look at this cabling. I'm all about the cabling. Right?
Yeah. So look at this.
Yeah, no, so I didn't do much. Oh, but I made chicken parms and they were so good. So good. And I had one on a bun.
Mm-hmm.
When I dipped, I put the red sauce on the bun and then I had a side of red sauce to dip in.
It's always the best. Always the best.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was so good.
And Maury, you did
Well.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Oh!
Yes! Yes! As we salute the new king.
Damn.
It's the Cody Rhodes theme song. Hold on. This is important, Maria. Pay attention.
Did you say Paw Patrol?
No, I didn't say Paw Patrol. Look at Maria. Eye roll. I could hear that eye roll from over here, Maria.
This song's terrible.
I know. This is awful music.
Whoa!
This song is terrible.
WrestleMania 40. Nights 1 and 2 went down over the weekend. Spoiler alert, Cody Rhodes is your new champion, defeating Roman Reigns, who had the title for years on years on years.
Crossroads! Cover! Finished the story!
Here is your winner! And the new undisputed WWE champion! The American Nightmare!
That girl, Samantha Irwin, who announced everything last night, she, like, her voice was cracking because she legit was very emotional.
Cry, it was written.
Crying. Maria, stop doing this.
Sorry, okay, sorry. Wow, yeah. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's on in the studio here right now. Mocha's watching WrestleMania again.
Yeah, can I come in there and watch?
No.
Oh.
Come on. Nice. Sham Kid, the wrestling group chat got together at my place.
Okay. This I want to know about.
To watch. We had snacks, we had drinks, we had pizza, we had wings.
Yeah.
Did it all up.
Any leftovers?
Surprisingly, no. Actually, yeah. There was like a bag of Sour Patch Kids that wasn't used. So I treated myself to that last night.
No protein? Like no pizza? Like wings or anything like that?
Yeah, pizza and wings.
Okay.
Of course. Last night, as well, some of the big reaction, why it's still trending, is some of the legends showed up to help because The Rock showed up and his crew to help Roman Reigns. And one of the biggest crowd reactions, Roz, to last night was The Rock was in the ring about to put a whooping on Cody Rhodes. And then all of a sudden, the lights turn out and you hear this.
Get up, boy!
Oh, 72,000 people in the arena, in the stadium. All freaking out because The Undertaker showed up.
Holy Christ! The dead man coming!
What I gather, just because it was unavoidable on social media, is that as happy as people were about The Undertaker, everybody was pissed that it wasn't Stone Cold Steve Austin.
True.
Shem, go ahead.
Yeah, the sort of running theory to your point, Roz, was that that Cody was going to have his former, his version of like the Avengers show up to help save him. Oh, John damn. Cena.
Yes.
Being one of them.
Yes.
And the thought was that Stone Cold was going to be that. Maria, why are you laughing at me, man? This is a moment. This is,
why can't we enjoy this, Maria?
I didn't laugh out loud. It's fine.
But I will say this. If somebody wasn't going to be, if it wasn't going to be Stone Cold, The Undertaker yes. was the right person to come.
Okay,
for sure.
Okay, okay.
Not a bad consolation.
All right.
Do you want to hear what it was like in the basement?
Yes, please.
When we were all watching WrestleMania.
Nerd Night.
Nerd Night. Shut up. It was me, Sham, and another guy from the group chat. Here we go.
Come on, R-Truth.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh! Jason Kelsey! This is great. This is amazing. Yeah, we're just idiots. Bro, what the hell? Guys, my heart. Look at him. Rock bottom. Oh my God, no. Holy sh**. Oh, shoot. Rock with the pin. What?
It's like I'm reliving it all over again.
Yeah. Your heart. My heart. My heart.
Still real to me.
What's WrestleMania?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Guys, it's my dad's 68th birthday.
Oh, damn.
Wow, happy birthday, Frank.
And I have a gift for him, so I wanted to call him and see if we can have him on the show for a second.
Okay. Is this like a gift that is a lousy gift and that's why you need to do it on the radio?
I think it's the best gift you could possibly get.
Okay.
It's not a lousy gift at all.
Is this Frank on the phone?
You get
Frank.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Frank.
68 years old. 68 years young. 68.
Pardon me?
68. I said you're 68.
58. That's okay. I thought it was my hearing going, but you said 58. So it's
nope.
Something.
Nope. That's not at all.
He definitely said 68, Frank.
Frank, we all love you so much, and happy birthday and congratulations. And damn it, Maury, you have what?
I have a gift for you, Dad.
Okay.
It's a gift I think many people would love. I'm giving Shem the opportunity to sing happy birthday to you.
I was waiting like a whole year for that.
Oh. I know you, yeah.
Did you know about this, Shem?
This is the first I'm hearing about this.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, interesting. I mean, people often call us for last minute gifts because they're lousy and they forgot anniversaries, birthdays, whatever it is. I don't think it's ever happened while the person is on the phone, though.
Well, I know. That's really crafty delegation.
Wow, you raised a good one, Frank. I don't know.
Thank you, Shem.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay. Okay. Shem, are you interested at all? You okay with this?
You know what? Not only am I interested, yeah. I'd actually like to do it in a different kind of way. Normally with these, they sort of sing a little sultry, and I love you, Frank, but yes. I feel like for somebody of your stature, I want to make it a little more regal if you're okay with that. A little more operatic, if I may.
Well, I thought you were looking for the word macho.
Oh, well, I could sing it macho, too,
this
if you like.
This is the No Boners remix.
This is my dad. What are you doing?
Okay, Shem, anytime.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Frank J. Sherman. Happy birthday to you.
Shem, I said the No Boners remix.
Happy birthday, Frankie! Yeah.
Happy birthday, Frankie! Every wine glass is broken in this house now.
You're the best, Frank. Have a great day, buddy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about girl dinner, boy dinner, right? something that Roz hates, that phrase. Girl dinner... For example, Maria, you had mentioned like defined as like a glass of wine and a couple of cubes of cheese, yeah. Right?
I mean, I've had that too, though.
Boy dinner, we established, could be, I had mentioned like a bag of chips and like a glass of whiskey, right? And then Dammit Maury brought up what his definition or something that he would consider boy dinner,
right,
which was cottage cheese with peanut butter, honey, and cinnamon all mixed together with a side of cheese. The cheese is used to dip into that.
You dip not even a cracker? You're dipping cheese into cheese?
Uh-huh. A cheese stick.
And then you chase all of it with ginger ale, right? Hashtag boy dinner. So guess what Dan Mamori prepared for the room?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. You want to go take Maria and Shem their boy dinner, which again, cottage cheese with peanut butter, honey, and cinnamon mixed together. You're going to get
a cheese stick?
You're going to get a cheese string that you are also going to dip into the meal, and then you are also going to, and then you're going to chase it with ginger ale. I know. Maria, you're training for that half marathon. I get
it's
it,
okay.
But
it's one bite, Maria.
This is the protein, girl. You need the protein.
That's true. There's peanut butter in it, right?
Yeah.
Peanut butter, you got your healthy fats, right? Protein, you got your cheese.
You know way more about this stuff than I can.
Got you covered. Got hydration, ginger ale.
I don't even like ginger ale.
Yeah, but that's part of it, though.
It's part of it. Hate this show.
Someone's going to have to open this can because my nails are too long.
Oh, you want to help her out?
You can't open a can?
Yeah, yeah,
you're at the point of nails where you can't open a can?
Oh, wait, no, hold on, wait.
Okay, there we go.
What the?
We're good.
Okay.
Why do I need a spoon if I'm dipping?
You don't know. You don't know, in case you want seconds or something.
Okay.
Hold on, I made one for myself.
Okay.
Too.
Oh, Maurice.
You didn't make one for Roz?
No, I'm not having any of this stuff.
Oh, wait, so Roz?
Why did you make one for Roz?
Excuse me?
I said make for everybody.
No, I'm not.
Why did you? Oh, my God.
No, I'm not.
Yo, you skipped. Did you guys talk about? Did you know we were doing this, Roz?
I had no idea what we're doing.
Damn it, Maury. In the initial conversation I had with you, did I not say make enough for everybody?
But I know that he's not going to do it.
I'm happy you forgot. I'm happy you forgot. Man, there's none for me. Okay, so again, break this down. What is the dip consisting of, Maury?
Okay, so you have your cottage cheese.
Yes.
Then you put your peanut butter.
Okay.
Then you put your honey.
Yes.
Then you put your cinnamon.
Right.
Then you mix it all together.
How much cinnamon?
Oh, two whoop whoops.
But it's a whoop whoop. Yeah. Are we talking teaspoon or tablespoon?
No, you open up the lid where it's all with the circles.
Like a dash.
Yeah, dash.
It's
like whoop whoop.
Just a dash, man. Okay. Jesus.
And then we got our side of cheese that we're supposed to dip, and then we chase it with ginger
and
ale.
Okay. And this is the side of cheese to dip is what?
It's just a regular cheese string.
Oh, it's a cheese string. Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. Okay. So guys, on the count of three, let's all open our containers at the exact same time. So
open the cheese string first.
Okay, true. Facts.
Guys,
okay.
Open the cheese string first.
Okay, curdling. Cheese string first.
This is nasty.
Yes.
Okay. I got my cheese, guys.
Okay. Oh, it's so floppy and warm.
Yeah, it's very warm.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Anyway, I got my cheese. Okay.
This is hot.
So on the count of three, we are all going to open the container. Ready? One, two, three.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Why
is
it lumpy?
Yeah. Mine has water on the top of it. No.
Okay. Here we have cottage cheese with peanut butter, honey, and cinnamon all mixed together. Okay, so here's what I think we should do, guys. I know we're supposed to dip, but in order to get all the flavors, because that's what we're looking for here,
right?
Is to get all the flavors.
Yeah.
Take a bite of the cheese string, and then take a scoop, a spoonful of the mixture.
I'll allow that.
Why is your...
So let's all take a bite of our cheese string.
My spoon is stuck.
Together.
This. Okay. Uh-huh.
Ready?
So bite, yes.
Uh-huh. And then... Tom?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. And then a big spoonful. Everybody.
Big spoonful here.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm walking like this, guys.
Yeah. Big spoonful.
Big spoonful.
Is it big enough?
That's what she said. First of all, more Maria.
No, more Maria. More Shem.
Look at my spoon, Maria.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's
ready?
Good. That's good.
One,
and then two, three.
Three.
Down the hatch, everybody. Maria, all the way.
Mm. Oh my God, that is the most.
Mm.
Mm. Oh my God.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh my God!
I'm 100% gonna barf.
Yeah,
100% gonna barf. You cannot tell me that you eat this for fun.
Maury's on his third spoonful.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I don't like it.
What is this?
I need to spit this out somewhere. Give me something.
Maria's shaking. Maria's just sitting in her chair shaking. Maria, we need some. We need some words from you. Describe it.
I don't like it.
Guys, I'm gonna throw up.
It's very lumpy.
Oh my God! This is. So gross. Chase it with the ginger ale now, guys.
Ginger ale. Ginger ale makes it all better.
Mm. Oh, no, that did not. Oh.
Guys, honestly, that's so gross.
It's coming out of my mouth.
That's gross. That's what she said.
That is actually dog food.
Yeah, facts. That's dog food. So gross.
Maria, are you going to finish that?
No, you can have mine. It's disgusting, Maury. I don't know what you eat.
Oh, that's so gross.
So describe what hits you first.
For me, at least, it was the cottage cheese and the peanut butter. Because the cottage cheese is just so lumpy.
Okay.
I couldn't taste the cinnamon. Definitely couldn't taste the honey.
Shem? I don't even know where to begin.
Cinnamon. I imagine the cinnamon is overpowering.
No, I don't even taste cinnamon. I taste cottage cheese, which is stuck in my back tooth at the moment.
Right.
The chunk of cheese is still there.
Maria, what hit you first in the mouth?
I think it was the mixture of the taste of the cheese stick with like the sourness of the cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. Right.
That kind of slaps your taste buds and I honestly couldn't chew it.
So before we wrap this up, the ingredients again, this is Maury's dip.
This is Maury's boy dinner.
Right.
Which is cottage cheese with peanut butter, honey, and cinnamon all mixed together with a side of cheese that you use to dip.
Right.
And then you chase it with ginger ale.
You make enough money, you know?
I finished mine.
Oh, my God. Maury finished his. Well, there you go. Was it... If anybody would like to make this at home, just let us know. We'll email you the recipe.
Please don't.
Oh, so gross.
Okay.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello.
Hey, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi. Tixiana, how are you?
What's your name?
Tixiana.
Oh, Tixiana, what up? Yo, we haven't talked to you forever, girl.
I know. Last time we talked was like October, November? I don't remember.
Yeah, Tixiana been like a fan of the Roz and Mocha show since the very beginning. How's life? Everything good?
Yeah, everything good. How are you?
Good. You moved out to Northern Ontario for a while, right?
Yeah, I'm Thunder Bay.
Bay, that's
back
it.
Southern Ontario now.
Hey, Tixiana, okay. I have your autographed book sitting here in front of me that's been here forever.
Oh my God, what?
I was wondering about that.
I'll tell you what happened. Is I signed this, and had it ready to go. The problem was, it was the day that Maury broke his arm.
And
Maury was the one that gave it to me and said, hey, like, sign this up for Tixiana.
Roz's memoir, he's talking about.
And then he was going to send it off because that's just what happens. And then, but Maury disappeared and then we went into Christmas holidays.
I
just realized because I've had one of my books sitting beside me forever and I completely forgot why it was there. It's just been sitting beside me in the studio. But yes, I have your book. It's signed.
We'll make sure we get that to you. But the reason why I'm calling Tixiana is because she texted and said, I've been listening to the podcast. Like, Tixiana, like, goes through our podcast nonstop, right?
Yes.
Over and over again. And she said that she's been listening again from the very beginning. And in podcast world, she is in May of 2020. And she said, and the kids singing What's Inside Your Butthole, the remix came up. And now it's been stuck in my head again. Shem, Maria, Maria, you weren't on the show back then, but would you remember this song at all, like just from scrolling on IG? It went viral for like a week or so.
I feel like I have to hear it.
Okay, Shem, you remember this song?
You don't remember offhand the What's Inside Your Butthole song? I might have to hear it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked that question because guess what I have here?
Do you have the original? You don't have the original, do you?
I don't know.
I gotta find the original because the original was like so sweet.
Look it up on YouTube. It shows up. I sent that to my boyfriend yesterday, and that was stuck in his head too.
Oh my God! I love the "I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole" song by that kid.
Yeah, my mom caught me singing it yesterday and had to explain it to her.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Hold on,
because then she starts talking about like rocket ships. Listen.
Yes.
Maybe there's aliens. Maybe there's astronauts. Come on now.
Oh, classic stuff. Well, Tixiana, thanks for reminding us of that moment. All right, girl. You have a great day. And again, we're going to get that signed Roz memoir out to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm going through the story here about what's the grossest thing your partner does, but you still accept it.
Ooh.
Oh, that's easy.
Want me to give you some on the list here?
Ryan answering. That's a trap right there.
Right? You think I'm playing along with this?
Yeah, no.
Hell no.
Read the info.
Yeah, it's just information. Uh-huh. It's for information purposes only. Somebody said about their wife that she sucks her tea bag dry.
That's so gross.
Okay. I'm not going to say nine because it's not gross, which is he eats while he's using the bathroom. What about he picks his teeth with the point of a knife?
Oh, gross.
No.
And then you hear the metal against the
yeah, no. Use a toothpick, bro.
She nearly dies from choking on string cheese every time she eats a mozzarella stick, and she never learns.
She eating the whole mozzarella stick?
I guess, like, in trying to do it in one bite, I guess. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure how you would do that. Somebody else
or said, why you would want to
somebody
do that.
Else said that they leave used Q-tips everywhere.
Everywhere?
What does that mean? Everywhere.
Like in the kitchen, on the couch.
Like, is it just everywhere in the bathroom or like every? Because I know some people really like they find it relaxing to swirl a tip around, right? Shut up, man.
Maria is the one that laughed.
Sorry.
Maria, can you grow up?
Sorry, you know what? Yeah, I can.
Somebody else said that she bites huge cartoonish chunks out of cheese while it's in the fridge. Like she just goes to the fridge and grabs the cheese and just takes a giant bite.
That's a Maury move right there.
I literally did that yesterday.
Who does that? Why not just cut it?
You got to love cheese.
I do.
In order to bite a chunk straight out of the fridge.
Somebody said that their husband forcibly gags himself with his toothbrush while he's brushing his teeth.
Ew. Matthew does that.
To choke so he can get rid of the phlegm.
Matthew
Ew.
Does that.
That is so disgusting.
Disgusting.
No. Go brush your teeth outside.
Right?
Yeah. I don't care.
Like,
brush
that's
your teeth outside.
Not. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add about your wife, Jenna Mocha? No, nothing. Nothing at all. Me neither.
Yeah. Nope.
Me
I have one
neither.
That could top that whole list.
Go ahead.
Go for it, Maury.
Should I?
Listen,
man, you're the one that offered. Nobody's dragging this out of you.
He'll lie down naked in the front hallway because there's a mirror and so that he could see when he's shaving.
So say again?
He'll lie down,
yeah.
Lift his legs so that he could see into the mirror in front while he's shaving.
I'd put that together for a second. I'm like, why would you? Oh.
Hold on.
No, do not. No.
What?
Why?
At this time on a work day?
Oh yeah, Matthew.
Do you think he's so shaving busy. Right now? Is this a shave? Is this
no,
a shaving
no,
time?
No.
Oh man.
No, dude.
that's
more, sometimes more, what we discuss in this room stays in the room.
And on the radio.
And on the radio.
Goes across the country. Bro, Maury is sweating so bad right now. What else is on the list?
Does he ever ask you to help or no?
Once.
Yeah, and you did a good job or not a good job?
No, that's why
or?
I never get asked again.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, let's get a comment from
No.
Let's find out why you're not allowed to help, Marv.
I'll never share again.
Somebody else just... people have a hard time when people mix candy, which I don't understand. How is that gross? How is mixing Skittles and M&M's gross?
Yeah,
I don't understand
don't do that.
Like,
no.
To me...
those two don't blend.
Oh, they don't?
Hell no.
Oh, no.
They do not blend.
Skittles and M&M's? No.
Yeah, why not? Because Skittles, yes, it's a hard, like they're both hard candies, right?
Yeah.
But Skittles, you get like, it's soft, chewy, fruity flavor.
Right.
Whereas M&M's, it's just straight up chocolate.
Okay.
You can't mix those two.
You can't.
No. Those two brands don't mix.
No, but
don't
one,
do that.
One will just dissolve faster than the other.
No, let's call Matthew and find out if...
No. I get to unplug?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Every day I like to start my day with that.
Can I... there's a reason why I played this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is, by the way, Shem, his reaction to getting a massage when the team, when we all went out to Jamaica.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I play this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has infiltrated real life now, where every now and then I will say it.
Uh-huh.
Like yesterday on the barbecue, I had like chicken skewers sausages.
Preach.
And at, you know, you know the point where the sausages start like spewing the juices and then like the flames start going up and it's like cooked almost perfect? I'm standing there and I'm just like in my mind, I'm like,
oh yeah.
Come on, man.
And we get somebody DM'd Shem and I, this guy named Chris Muhammad, who's a huge Razamoka fan.
Yeah.
And said, I'm not sure which one of you I need to blame for this. The guy that said it or the one that plays the clip so often.
Oh, yeah.
But I go to the gym, and after my workout, I pop over to the members' spa area, and I use a massage chair or hydro massage chair or the bed. I just got some funny looks leaving the area after loudly dropping the...
Oh, yeah.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah.
It cracks me up hearing it on the radio, but it's really something different when it starts slipping out subconsciously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I will say I hear that in my head often.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry. Often. Like... And it's never, like, I wish I could say it was when I had beautiful sausages that were oozing on the barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But it's really not. Like, it's not anything like that. Like, I think the last time I said it, I was spitting out my toothpaste in the sink. Where I got it all out in one shot.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to do, I didn't have when that line
no additional,
that goes
yeah, no
from
cleanup.
Your lip down to the bottom of the sink.
Uh-huh.
It was clean.
So it's either that or.
Come on, Shemroy.
Like that, whenever something happens, I always, like, the other day I stubbed my baby toe at the edge, on the edge of the kitchen table.
Yep.
Right? I did that, and I was like,
come on, Shemroy.
I dropped the remote on the floor and the batteries fell out.
Yes. Come on, Shemroy.
No joke.
Yeah.
Come on, Shemroy.
Yeah, they're all so... They work in so many different situations,
I know.
Too. Oh, like, yeah.
They were... it's just like... It's so universal.
I thought I heard you say it yesterday in the hallway, Shem.
I did. You know what? It's so messed up, man. I literally was like, oh, yeah. I think I had I tried to throw something in the garbage.
Yeah.
Got it in one shot. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
So bad. Yeah, it works. It's universal, man. Yeah. It's universal.
It's always super awkward when I get also DMs from people who will say, Shemmy, blank loves you.
Shemmy, mom loves
you. That's the one. Yeah. Constantly.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dustin Ballard is the guy behind the There I Ruined It account. He creates these incredible and hilarious AI songs that go viral all the time, mixing two artists from different genres of music and creating classics like Frank Sinatra singing Get Low by Lil Jon.
To the wind, up to the wall, until the sweat drops down my until all you crawl. Skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Or Elvis singing Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, I like big blood, Santa cannot lie. You are the brothers, I can't deny.
And then one of my favorites, Louis Armstrong singing Low by Flo Rida.
She hit the floor, next thing you know, Shawty got low.
Yo, Dustin, what's up, dude? It's Roz and Mocha.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, I hear ruining things, huh?
Man, you have, like, I don't even know. You've become the sort of, not the, I guess you've become the face of, like, everything AI and music and how fast it advanced and how creative you can be with it. What's that been like for you?
It's kind of strange because I, you know, like everybody else, about a year ago, I first started hearing about all this and I didn't even know where to begin. And so I just sort of figured it out and kind of tried to use my creativity to have something fun with it.
Whenever you post something new, we always play the hell out of it and they're just great. Do you have a favorite of any of your sort of recent creations?
Gosh, it's hard to say. The AI stuff has been really fun. The Johnny Cash stuff, I've done a couple of those. Sounds really realistic to me, which is probably why a lot of those got pulled from the internet. I don't think the Johnny Cash estate was a big fan of all this, but I think the last thing I posted on YouTube was Simon and Garfunkel singing Baby Got Back. That
was which was amazing.
Do you get submissions from fans like, hey, can you do a version of this, or can you use this artist? Like, are you starting to get requests now? Are you at that point?
Yeah, I mean, that's always happened from the beginning. I get way more than I could possibly do, but I try to keep an eye out for ideas that way.
Do you get in trouble?
Not like legal issues per se, but I definitely get lots of YouTube strikes and takedowns and all. I mean, yeah, I feel like it's amazing that I've even made it this far by having these channels still intact and not pulled off the internet.
But aren't there like parody laws and stuff like that that protect you?
There should be, and there are. But the way YouTube works is because they don't want to upset the record labels. And so basically if the label asks them to take something down, it's really hard to overturn a strike, even on grounds of really clear parody. So it's a little bit frustrating.
Have any artists reached out to you directly, or like the estate of an artist who had passed away? Have anyone reached out to be like to complain about one of your creations?
Not directly. The only contact I have with artists is usually positive. It's people messaging me saying they thought my remix was funny, or people actually following the channel, which there's quite a few artists that do.
I understand AI is, first of all, it's terrifying, it's crazy, it's moving way too fast. But when you look at what is available in AI now, I've sort of broken it up in my own head of where there's good AI and then there's like the not good AI. And when you get artists, 400 artists signing these petitions to, gatekeep AI and put up all these roadblocks and everything else, to me, that isn't what you're doing, because I don't feel that like you're taking away from what somebody, a human, should be doing and getting paid for. Like, I don't think your AI having Simon and Garfunkel sing Baby Got Back is hurting Simon and Garfunkel or Baby Got Back.
Right, and I think probably quite the opposite. When you got millions of 20-somethings on TikTok and they're like, who is this Simon and Garfunkel? Like, maybe I should check him out. I'll make two notes on that. One is that a lot of people don't realize that this is 90% human. I still have to imitate all the voices. Yeah. Like the AI is not, I still have to make all the arrangements and the backing instruments. Like basically I'm 90% there. And then the AI is just one extra step at the end to kind of add to that realism. But yeah, to your point, I don't think anybody's getting tricked by these. Like I'm certainly against any use of AI that's fooling people or scamming people, that sort of thing. But everybody's in on the joke, right?
Dustin Ballard is on the Roz and Mocha Show. There I Ruined It is the account. I want to play a little bit of the latest one. Hank Williams singing Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Well, this ain't Texas. Ain't no Hold'em. So lay your cards down, down, down.
This is you singing, and then you manipulate it to make it sound like Hank Williams, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and how long would something like this take for you to piece together before it's released?
I'm pumping these out every couple of days. So yeah, I actually try not to spend too long on any of these and overthink them.
Can you make? Are you able to monetize these on YouTube or no?
Most of these get demonetized. That's the irony, is because most of the money is going to the labels themselves. For them to be the very ones they're trying to pull me down is like, anyway. But yeah, I mean, I do make a little bit from time to time when it sneaks through the system.
Which AI model is the best for like whose voice? Like which one impresses you the most?
I train my own AI models for the most part. And as long as you can get clear sample audio, like from a studio vocal track, and as long as you're good, really good at an impersonation. Like I'm a big Hank Williams fan, so, and I'm a Texan, so it was kind of natural to get pretty much all the way there with Hank. But there's really no limit to how realistic you can make it.
Damn. Dustin Ballard, There I Ruined It is the account. Thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. Do you have any other projects that you're working on right now that you could like share with fans of yours who are listening to our show? What should we be on the lookout for?
you know, I literally take it. This is not even my day job, so I take it one day at a time. I just sit down in the evenings, and whatever comes out, comes out.
Oh, damn, dude. What's your day job?
I'm an advertising creative director here in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So this is all on free time? This is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you could do like Willie Nelson doing like the Two Live Crew, I'd really appreciate that.
Let's do it.
Dustin Ballard, there, I ruined it. Thank you for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi. I just had to call in to say that Maury has a really nice voice.
What?
Maury has a really nice voice.
What's your name?
My name's Jane.
Jane, how long have you been sick for?
How long have I been sick for? Yeah. Rude. Not sick at all. But did you ever think that he sounds like that actor? Unfortunately, he died recently. The guy who was in Sex and the City.
The guy was in Sex and the City. Who's that, Maury?
He played Stanford Blatch. Willie Garson.
Yes. You sound like Willie Garson.
What does Willie Garson sound
like? Oh, that's a guy. People say that Maury looks like him, too.
Oh, I've never seen what Maury looks like, actually. I've just looked at the
Like Willie Garson.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
She's never seen what I look like. Why wouldn't you say something like, you know, oh, my God, he's really tall. And
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Willie Garson and Maury are so tall.
No, you know who damn Maury looks like? Like Willie Garson, but also like Rick Moranis, the great Rick Moranis.
Back in the day.
I mean, really, he looks like you should unblock him on Instagram. That's my two cents. But
are you related to Maury?
How?
Again, Jane, how long have you been sick?
No, I mean.
Okay, so when you say, so you think what, like Maury, like has a good speaking voice, or do you think he sounds sexy?
I think he has a great speaking voice.
Who judges that?
Me.
No, but like you don't like it, like, day. But like there's no sex appeal to it at all? Like you don't find it like, you know.
Honestly, I describe myself mostly these days as asexual, so I don't really listen to voices and think, oh, that's sexy, but I do listen to the radio and think, oh, yes, that is a good speaking voice.
If you were sexual,
continue, Maury.
Would you find it sexy?
It's a hard answer to question. My toddler's sitting next to me, so.
True. Yeah, can you not hear the baby in the room?
Not happening.
Jane, appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you listening. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
It really depends on the day and the issue. Sometimes I like Roz best, but sometimes I like Mocha best.
Okay, but here, right now, today, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Maury.
But that's not the question.
Oh, yeah, but I don't answer questions I don't like. I just
okay, we get it. You're your own person. You've made that perfectly clear. You're a very unusual woman.
Sure, let's go with that. You know, anyway, I just wanted to call it and say thanks, guys, for keeping my mornings entertaining.
How old's your kid?
He's 14 months.
14 months. How's that going for you?
He's still got that baby brain, huh? Hence all the cloudy decisions.
All the eggs on the floor.
The what?
The dog, so.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
All right, Jane. Thank you for listening.
Thank
appreciate you
so much. You.
Have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye. You take care, love. Bye-bye.
Hope you survived the head trauma.
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I had no idea who Aoki Lee Simmons is, but people are freaking out. So she was the daughter of Kimora Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons.
Yes.
And she was like a little kid when Kimora Lee Simmons did that reality show years ago. And I guess Aoki Lee Simmons is 21, and there was a whole bunch of pictures with her in St. Bart's making out with her boyfriend on the beach, who's 65.
Lord have mercy.
What? Oof. 65?
Yeah. Yes.
Clapping?
He's, sure, Maureen, clap. Yeah.
Triple age.
Yeah, 65. And he's like on the beach, like taking her Insta photos and stuff like that, like being the Instagram boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I get this angle, this angle.
Yeah, I think he's some rich guy. I think he owns restaurants and stuff like that.
65?
Yeah, but she's a Harvard grad. Like, she went to Harvard. Like, she's not... I don't know, but a lot of people got a lot of opinions about this.
What's the appeal?
But I don't know what the appeal is. Yeah, maybe it's money. Maybe it's
money too, though.
I think if he likes a 21-year-old and he likes a 21-year-old that finds him attractive for his money, and she likes a 65-year-old who's rich, I don't see a problem with it, really. Right? Maury solo clap. I'm not clapping anymore on this show. I got in real trouble the last time I clapped on something about this show.
What happened?
I think it was about when I said that they were getting rid of the adultery law in New York.
Yeah.
Because I hate stupid laws. That's why I was clapping. It's a stupid law.
So what was the conversation?
Not good. Not good.
How long did the conversation last?
Ongoing.
It's still ongoing.
It was ongoing.
It was all weekend.
Oh, ongoing. So that didn't work out for me. So I'm not clapping for nothing when it comes to the way somebody else spends their life or who they spend it with or who they spend it in. I have no I got no opinions about any. I got no opinions if a 21-year-old wants to date a 65-year-old.
That's wild.
It is wild. Yeah, and he looks like a 65-year-old. Like oftentimes you see like these 65-year-olds in these relationships and they're freaks. Right, they're aliens. Well, they don't look 65 at all. But he looks 65.
What's the guy's name? Vittorio.
Google her, Aoki Lee Simmons. Aokie Lee Simmons. And it's the only thing you're going to see. And then I guess she posted, I know why folks were calling me. I guess she didn't know she was being photographed.
Oh, yeah. This guy looks like an old rich guy.
Right? Rich guy. Uh-huh. Yeah. But that's not abnormal. We've lived enough years.
You know what I gotta say? He's getting all the angles for the photos and all these pictures. Good for him.
Okay. He's a good Instagram boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, he's great. I would hire him, you know? Sorry, anyway, 65. Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Morgan Wallen mentions Taylor Swift on stage. Fans start booing, and then he tells them not to boo. So he set an attendance record for the Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And then he jokes, it's hard to hear, so I'm going to explain the whole thing. He jokes that his record will stand until Taylor brings her show there in the fall.
Yeah.
They told me right before I walked on stage that this is the single most attended concert in the history of this building. And then we're the first people to do it two nights in a row. So thank you for making it possible for me to say that. Thank you for listening and loving the same music that I've done. I'm going to say that until Taylor Swift comes to town in the fall.
A lot of people.
I appreciate that. I know y'all got my back, though. We're going to sing a bunch of songs tonight. This next one right here is the title track of this.
I don't think he was expecting that. You know what I mean? It was a joke.
Sure.
Right? It was a joke. And then
they just ride or die for Morgan.
Yeah, I know. It was uncomfortable to hear.
Yeah, he's not wrong, though.
Because he wasn't trying to do that.
No.
He wasn't trying to get people to hate on Taylor.
No, not at all.
He's a good man.
Is he?
He's a good man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. I guess he is now.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I know?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to read you this. Somebody, we were talking about Morgan Wallen yesterday
because
he got arrested. He was doing so great.
Yeah. Everything was amazing.
Oh, he did that big show. Oh, setting records. He was doing so great. And then he got arrested for throwing a chair off the top of a bar and almost hitting a cop. And then somebody sent me this, which is a list, and it's titled Morgan Wallen Makes Music For ...
Oh, great.
Morgan Wallen makes music for 24-year-old guys who date high schoolers.
By the way, I wonder if Maria is going to be represented on this list because Maria is a huge Morgan Wallen fan.
It's all dudes.
Okay, go.
Morgan Wallen makes music for dudes who cheat at bass tournaments.
Oh my God.
Morgan Wallen makes music for nursing majors who used to bully people in high school.
Yeah.
People who order hamburgers at hibachi.
Yeah. That's great.
People who think stealing copper is owning a small business.
Come on now.
People who have punched holes in walls.
I have done that.
Oh, here you go, Maria. Morgan Wallen makes music for women who cook crockpot cream cheese meals for their alcoholic husbands.
Do you think I do that? What?
And finally, Morgan Wallen makes music for unfaithful landscapers who are hometown baseball legends.
Oh my God. Yo, that was amazing.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Morgan Wallen was arrested last night in Nashville. Morgan Wallen, the nice guy.
What?
On felony charges after he allegedly threw a chair off a rooftop at a downtown bar for no legitimate purpose whatsoever.
Morgan!
He was booked into jail early this morning on 3 counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct. At right around 11 o'clock last night, 2 police officers were standing in front of Chief's Bar when they saw a chair fall from above and hit the street 3 feet away from them.
Dog, what you doing?
Witnesses told police that they stood next to Morgan Wallen and watched him, quote, pick the chair up, throw it over, and laughing afterwards. Wallen's lawyer confirmed the arrest and said that Morgan was, quote, cooperating fully with authorities.
Of course, scared. Maria, you got to talk to your mans.
I literally just said that he was a good guy, and then he goes and does this.
Yeah, chair guy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Colleen.
Yes.
It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Got this great text from Colleen, because I got to hear the rest of the story. It said, have you ever done an Uber X share? I chose it today because it was $1 cheaper. Worst experience of the last year. Mm-hmm. So before you continue with your story, I have never taken Uber X. Roz, you ever done that?
No, because I'm not psychotic. Okay. I think, damn it, Maury probably has the best Uber pool story of all time.
Yeah, I shared an Uber pool with Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Los Angeles, because he didn't know he ordered Uber pool.
Oh, amazing. Shem, you ever done Uber pool?
No, never.
Maria?
No way.
No?
I think that's the worst. Mandy Patinkin. Like, could you imagine you get an Uber, you're going to an awards show, and it stops and picks up Maury?
I know. Yeah. And he's the first stop?
Yes.
You got to stop off at the hot dog joint? All right, so Colleen, what happened?
Well, it was the morning where just everything was kind of working against me with the TTC subway. Line 1 was down. None of the streetcars were coming. It was like 30 minutes for one, 27 for the other. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm walking 45 minutes or I'm ordering an Uber. So I ordered an Uber, or I decided to order an Uber. And just looking at it really quickly, I was like, well, this one's like $15. This one's like, you know, $17.33. Okay, I'll get the $15 one. What does this mean, Uber X share? It doesn't matter. It's fine. So I order it. Yeah, I know, big mistake. And the first thing I notice is that I'm not the first pickup. So I'm waiting on somebody else before I'm even getting my Uber. So I think the other person must have been taking a while because I'm watching this car. It's at another address for, you know, a pretty significant amount of time. then he's kind of spinning in a circle, sort of making his way over to me on these weird side streets. And then just as he finally comes to pick me up, the kicker, I see a streetcar go by just as I'm getting in the Uber.
Your streetcar?
Yeah, my streetcar. And so I get in, and the first girl is behind the driver in the back seat. So you can see how this is going to set up, because there's 3 pickups, including myself. So I'm going to be the middle person. There's just no way around it. So I get in, and first I sit in the back passenger seat, and I feel the need to make conversation with the other passenger, because I'm pissed off, but I also feel awkward, and I feel this onus to kind of do that. So there's no awkward silence. Mm-hmm. She's really not having it. So that was like a terrible, I don't even know, 7 minutes. Finally, we, again, in like the most roundabout way to get toward downtown possible, pick up this other girl. Now I'm stuffed in the middle, in the back, with 2 people I don't know on either side. Again, feel the need to make conversation with the other person who's come in, who's also not having it. And like both of them then put AirPods in to signal to me to shut the hell up.
Oh no, Colleen, you're right? Boring. Your conversations are boring.
I must have been. And meanwhile, I'm surprised that I can even do that, because I've like never been more annoyed in my life at this point. And like, I'm going to Adelaide and York, and we're like down at like Front and Spadina at one point. Oof. I think we hit every construction zone on the way from Queen West down there. And then I'm the last drop off too. So after a solid, I'm going to say 40 plus minutes,
maybe
45, I'd finally pull up to the office. But that's not, I mean, that's not where my, the sort of Uber-ish bad day part of my story ends. So I do have a part two, if you guys have a second for me to finish it.
Okay. Make it quick.
Okay. So I'm staying late at the office. Nobody else is on my floor. I go to leave. Half the lights are turned off at this point. I go to retrieve my sneakers to put on to take off my dress shoes from my locker. Slip them on. Lights still off. Don't see what I'm doing. Walk out. Door closes behind me. I discover I have two different shoes on. One, and both of them are right shoes. So one is my sneaker. Another one is a right dress shoe on my left foot. Yeah. Doors closed. Can't find my pass. Can't get back in. No one's there. Go down to the security desk. He looks me up on the computer, can't find me, so he won't let me back up. So now I'm stuck having to make my way home with, like, not even being able to put one shoe on. And I look up the Uber options, and everything's like $40 except for, you know, you guessed it. So in that situation, I was still way too upset from that morning. So anyway, long story short, I had to take the TTC home wearing like this ridiculousness on my feet. Couldn't even walk properly.
Damn, Colleen, what a day.
Yeah. Great day. Yeah.
So Uberpool, recommend?
It's solid, not recommend.
No, no. Yeah. Off. Why would you ever?
I know. What was I like, really? And I actually did think of Maury as I'm going, you know, I did this to save like $1.35. And for some reason, he comes into my head. I think because I knew that I might tell you guys this story. So.
Wonderful story. Thank you, Colleen.
Thanks, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Romy, it's Roz and Mocha. What up?
I just have some questions for Roz and his huge fame from the show, if you don't mind.
His huge what from the show?
My huge vein?
Fame.
Oh, fame. Okay, so you want to talk about Roz and being so famous?
I'm happy to talk about any of that stuff. Whatever, man.
Oh, I'm sure. How did Roz achieve a level of fame so high that he had the show named after his age, 92 and a half?
Great question.
I got some more, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How did Roz not only get Roz Weston Lane, but also Weston Road and Old Weston Road?
Keep going. What else you got?
How did Roz get a car manufacturer to name one of the most famous models after him, the Oldsmobile? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what else you got?
Those are my three bangers right there. It's just amazing to me.
All right.
The world shows this much love to our senior citizens.
Another one. Yes.
It's amazing to me. You know, you guys, the world shows this much love to our senior citizens, and it's so heartwarming that you guys teach them the modern ways of society, like Yeet, Skeet, On Fleek, and Riz. No, man, I have all love for our fellow seniors, and I love the show. And if you do, you know, you guys are the best. I love the show. That's all.
I was having a great day.
Were you, though?
No.
Yo, Romy, you're the best. Dare I ask, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, without a doubt, Roz. I love Roz, man.
What?
Roz, he says he loves you.
Shut up, really good.
Oh my God, Romy, what the hell?
Yeah, I'll take that win.
All right, thanks, dog.
You know what? Thank you. Can I give a shout out to a couple people if you don't mind?
Nope.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a shout out to my girlfriend Sabrina, my best friend Sonny, who's probably listening right now, and my manager Enzo, one of the best. Thank you.
Romy, have a great day. Thanks so much for listening, man. It means a lot.
Thank you. Bye bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm going through this questionnaire that Eminem is asking superfans to fill out. Because I guess he's looking for stands for like a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking fans to fill out a questionnaire on why they're his biggest fan.
Oh, damn. Okay.
And he tweeted out a link to an online survey. And then you got to also submit like a 1-minute video explaining why you are Eminem's biggest fan.
You gonna get in on that or no?
Of course, no. Like I'm a big fan of Eminem.
Yeah,
but not this big of a fan, right?
Right.
Like
you don't want to be in the documentary.
Yeah, like he's looking for, you know, Stan. Obviously, the big popular song from Eminem.
He's looking for a whole bunch of stands.
Uh huh.
Gotcha.
When / how did you first hear about Eminem? Would you consider yourself a stan? Why or why not? Do you collect Eminem merch, make Eminem artwork, write fan fiction, etc.? If so, please explain in detail. Have you ever been to Detroit? If so, when, why, and where did you go? The only reason why I would fill this out is so I could answer, I went to Detroit for WrestleMania once.
Oh, boy.
Right? What's your favorite Eminem song? My actual favorite Eminem song is Stan.
Is it really?
Yeah. I just think the storytelling in
great music
that
video.
Song, the video is great. Video. Like, Dark the song, though. Like, just the way the wordplay it's so descriptive. It's great.
It's interesting, too, because when other people would say they're looking for their biggest stan, Eminem is really the only one where I said ironically, right? Like,
yeah.
it's you know, that was a term that was taken from his song.
Yeah, and then like, just made of, into, turned into pop culture.
Yeah, of the super fan, right?
Are there any parts of Eminem's personal story that you relate to? Please explain. Has Eminem or his music helped you through any difficult times? Please share. What are some things in your life that you've accomplished thanks to Eminem and his music?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met Eminem? If so, where, when, what was the interaction like? Do you have photos and videos? Do you remember when Eminem took a break from touring / releasing albums around 2005? If so, how did that impact you?
Wow.
I do remember that part, that time. That was when he was like the drug addiction mm-hmm. was at an all-time high and he had to go into rehab.
Yeah.
So he dipped from music for a while.
I'll tell you, the thing that I didn't know about Eminem until just very recently was just how, like his family life and how insanely great of a dad he is. Like, didn't he raise somebody else's kid, like adopted like somebody else's kid, because I don't remember what the circumstances were.
Was it a niece or?
Yeah, no. It was like, I don't remember the circumstances, but like there was a kid who needed stability from whatever the circumstances were that this kid was going through. And he like brought her in and raised her along with his other family. And, mm-hmm. and you never hear about that stuff. Like, you never hear about Eminem's family. Like, he's locked that down. But when you actually sort of get in to what he's like as a dad, it's really beautiful.
The only time you ever hear about Eminem and what he is like outside of music,
yeah,
in terms of like personal life, family,
yeah,
is from that one daughter who has her own podcast.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the only time you ever hear.
Does she go on the podcast and talk about how she wishes her dad wouldn't dye his beard like that?
I haven't listened to any latest episode.
Oh, okay.
I know. You can clearly see. Like, Em, bro, we know.
Yeah.
We know. We know you go to Walgreens, bro. You're
like, and that's not it. He could afford a guy. Like, he could go somewhere and get like a fade where you still get a little
sure.
bit of the old everything else. But like, no, man.
Yeah, you're on subscription basis with Just for Men.
It looks like, you know, a Party City clip on, like uh-huh. it's hooked over his ears,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Poor guy.
No offense, right?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh my God! So Margot Robbie, her company, Lucky Chap, they're the ones that did Barbie.
Lucky what?
Lucky Chap.
Lucky Chap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now they've gone after another sort of legacy IP, like some classic sort of thing, to make the live action version of that movie.
Like another toy?
Yeah, maybe you could consider it a toy. It's probably in the Toy Hall of Fame, although I don't know if I'd necessarily consider it a toy.
Like a video game, maybe?
It's a game.
Cosmic
Not a
fights.
Video game.
Uno?
Not Uno.
Board game?
Yep.
Snakes and Ladders.
Incorrect. Monopoly.
Fire. Yes.
How yes. are you going to do that?
I don't know.
Well,
guess
people
it'll
will
be
dress
like,
up as like the boat in the train.
Like a cutthroat world where it's like real estate and...
So real life?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do...
Buying up property?
Monopoly? I don't know, but they're going to do a Monopoly move. I hate Monopoly so much.
Why?
Monopoly is the worst game ever. It's so boring.
So wrong.
It's I could be so...
Guys.
It's so boring.
Should we start up a show game?
Yes. Please.
It's so boring.
It takes forever. The last time I played Monopoly, my friends and I played for 3.5 hours and we still hadn't finished the game.
I'll tell you why it takes forever, because people don't play by the actual rules of Monopoly.
No, you're not supposed to.
This is why I hate Monopoly.
You're supposed to play by your own rules.
No, this is why Monopoly is awful. Because everybody comes to the board with their own rules. That's not how we did it growing up.
Facts.
If we get a game in here, right? And like, what if it's like every single day we just do one round? Like we just do one move each?
No.
Yes.
Why? No, I don't want to play Monopoly. Yeah. I'm not playing Monopoly.
You could be the banker.
I don't want to be the banker.
Why not?
Because I dislike Monopoly.
We'll let you be the shoe.
You know that in Monopoly, you know the one rule that very few people actually play in Monopoly, which is when somebody lands on a property, and if they don't want to buy that property then goes to auction immediately.
Oh, that's a terrible rule.
That rule doesn't exist. That's
it does.
Stupid.
It's in the rules.
No, that's dumb. Rule.
It's in the rules.
For somebody who hates Monopoly, how do you know so much about it?
Yeah. Because I have argued with people because I sit there the very first time we ever played, and then years later when I play, you read the rules. Mm-hmm. But everybody comes to Monopoly going, no, we don't use that rule. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you don't do that rule?
That was your first mistake. You read the rules.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like beer pong. You know, everyone has their own version of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like Uno, same thing.
Mm-hmm. No, there are rules to Monopoly.
Absolutely not.
So anyway, we're going to get a game
in
here. No,
I'm not playing Monopoly.
Yes, oh, I'm so hyped.
I am absolutely 1,000% not playing Monopoly. And I will definitely not play Monopoly with you guys.
Why? Wow.
Because you look like the type that make up your own rules.
Wow. What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. My mom used to do it like this.
Are you worried that I won't pay you rent if I need land on your property?
I'm not getting into this, Jem. I'm not playing Monopoly. Monopoly is the worst game ever.
We will have a space available for Roz. Totally. And we will play when it comes up as his turn. We will each take turns playing.
I don't want to play Monopoly.
As Roz. Yeah,
it's a terrible game.
But if you land on Boardwalk, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to buy it.
I'm not landing on Boardwalk because I'm not playing Monopoly.
Well, just put him in jail the whole time.
Oh, my. I don't want to be in jail.
That's a great rule. I don't.
Can't get out.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5,
kiss925.com,
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.